CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. A bombshell indictment against Sean Diddy Combs, charging him in an alleged sex trafficking operation the prosecutors say has been going on for years. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams.
Sean Combs led and participated in a racketeering conspiracy that used the business empire he controlled to carry out criminal activity, including sex trafficking, forced labor, kidnapping.
Civil trial attorney Trey Lovell.
Just kind of takes one to crack that and then give other people the confidence to then report what happened to them. And that seems to be what happened here.
Diddy was arrested by federal agents late last night. He's expected in court this afternoon. Attorney General Merrick Garland addressing the apparent assassination attempt of Donald Trump.
We will all work together to tirelessly determine accountability in this matter. We will spare no resource in this investigation.
To Capitol Hill now, where the Senate will again vote on legislation that would establish a right to in vitro fertilization. Congressional correspondent Scott McFarlane on its chances of passing.
Unequivocally, the chances are zero that this Democratic bill becomes law. It's going to be some type of vote or move toward a vote today, and Republicans are going to block it. We know this because Republicans have said as much. What's more, Democrats tried this same bill a few weeks ago, and it was blocked then.
At least 9 people were killed and thousands injured after pagers exploded in Lebanon and Syria. CBS's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Lebanese press reports said that among the wounded was the Iranian ambassador to Lebanon. The attack, which was widely attributed to Israel, further increased tensions between Israel and Hezbollah. Israel called on some residents near the northern border to stay close to bomb shelters as Hezbollah was expected to respond.
A big storm dumped a whole lot of rain on North Carolina. Some areas got about 18 inches. This man says it flooded so bad his pond broke.
Every fish that was in here, every turtle that was in here, everything that was in here is gone. It's just mud and stumps. I got 2 acres of mud and stumps instead of a pond.
Meta's working to make Instagram safer for teens. CBS's Jolene Kent reports it will automatically put users under 18 in teen accounts that are private and limit what they see and who they can talk to.
Meta says it's also adding new optional parental supervision features that let parents see who their teen has messaged, view the topics they're looking at, and set daily time limits.
Markets are mixed this hour on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. They'll be talking taxes tonight in Burlington. The first of several listening sessions is tonight, with officials proposing a 0.5% Racine County sales tax. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department is warning about a current scam. The scammers are calling people saying that their family members are jailed and they demand immediate payment. The sheriff says real law enforcement will never ask for payments or threaten arrest for noncompliance. The Village of Pleasant Prairie has given okay to Uline's fourth headquarter office in the village. The 366,000-square-foot facility is set to house up to 1,300 employees. Fire departments in Racine, Kenosha, South Milwaukee, and across the region will share in over $500,000 in opioid settlement funds. The recent release of money will help the EMS Leave Behind program, which has first responders providing overdose prevention tools directly to those at risk. And it's a harvest moon tonight. If you look up at about 9:45, you could see a partial lunar eclipse. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
Quarterbacks in the state of Wisconsin have had some misfortune this fall. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Badgers quarterback Tyler Van Dyke will miss the rest of the season after tearing his ACL in Saturday's loss to Alabama. Braden Locke will take over behind center for Wisconsin. The Badgers are off until a week from Saturday when they take on USC. The Packers also lost their quarterback in the opener when Jordan Love was hurt late in that game. He also missed Sunday's game against the Colts. Coach Matt LaFleur said that Love's return will strictly be a medical decision and that Love can play even without practicing this week, although LaFleur said he'd prefer Love get in some work. The Brewers got two home runs from Willy Adames and took down Philadelphia 6-2 on Monday. With the win, the Brewers can clinch a division title and a playoff berth today with a win and a Chicago Cubs loss. Milwaukee gets the Phillies again this afternoon in Game 2 of a 7-game homestand that also includes Arizona. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusca with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Another bright, beautiful, and unseasonably warm day today as high temperatures soar to the low 80s. We stay clear tonight and fall to near 60 with plenty of sunshine and heat still on tap for tomorrow and Thursday. Then, chances of showers and storms move in for Friday morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Local news and timeless hits from the Beatles on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. 60 years ago today, 1964, during a U.S. tour, the Beatles appeared at Municipal Stadium in Kansas City. The Beatles were paid $150,000 for that show, which was more than any other act had ever been paid for a live show. Tickets were $4.50.
These eyes every night for you, these arms
Memorial Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
It's too late.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman and Stuart J. Waddle. So, Stuart, let me ask you.
All right.
What are the most needed life skills?
Most needed life skills.
Things you cannot go through life without knowing how to do.
Well, there's eating and drinking. I think those are the okay. easy ones.
Sure.
Communicating, okay. I imagine.
All right.
Rationality? Is that a thing?
See, I love all your answers. All of your answers are way better than the ones that the people who answered the survey said. You could tell that the people who answered this survey are all modern people.
Oh, okay. You they know, said, basics.
Yep. They said how to connect a device to Wi-Fi. That's a life skill you need to know how to do, apparently.
I suppose.
How to cook. Okay.
Yeah.
Change a tire.
Yeah.
And online banking. That's what people came up with.
Yeah, these are not survival skills. These are first person.
The cooking
first world
one, maybe.
Issues.
Yeah, first Which world one? Issues. The cooking one.
Yeah, but I mean, is making a sandwich cooking? Do you really need to, if you need to survive, you know how to need to have special training in putting the jelly on one side and the peanut butter on the other?
You just mentioned my favorite meal. That's Stuart J. Waddles. He'll keep us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Buying a home is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. Before you tour a home, the real estate professional you're working with may ask you to sign a buyer's agreement, which describes the services you'll receive, each party's role and responsibilities, and how your agent will be compensated, all of which you'll want to discuss with them up front. So work with an agent who's a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors, with a duty to honestly represent you and put your interests above their own, because that's who we are.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Vince Lombardi once said, "The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have." The team at Easy Mobility Solutions is dedicated to helping you make the most of every moment by reclaiming your freedom. As a care credit provider and Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility solutions, Easy Mobility Solutions offers a variety of Golden and Pride scooters and power chairs. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Visit the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Mostly clear tonight, a low of 58. Tomorrow, sunshine and 80. Here's Aretha Franklin.
Baby love.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. If you ever miss any of our newscasts, just simply search WRJN News online. You'll find the stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People in and around Richland Center were notified over the weekend about a cybersecurity incident from almost a year ago. Richland County officials confirmed their server was hacked on or about October 4th of last year. A toll-free number has been set up to help people with questions. A program that helps small Wisconsin farmers and hunger relief efforts is marking its second anniversary. The Local Food Purchase Assistance Program gives grants to farmers who set aside some of their fresh produce for food pantries.
This guaranteed income has allowed farms to invest in their operations and do things that they otherwise wouldn't be able to do.
The program's Forrest Humphrey says the program allows hunger nonprofits to buy in bulk and cut down on transportation, which reduces their carbon footprint. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. You can opine in Burlington tonight, Caledonia on Thursday. Tonight is the first of several listening sessions regarding the Racine County proposal for a sales tax. There are other Racine County tax talks coming to Waterford, Union Grove, and the city of Racine. Officials are proposing a 0.5% sales tax, which could bring in an additional $25 million annually for the county. The event in Burlington starts early this evening. Over a half $1 million in opioid settlement funds will be used to save lives in southeastern Wisconsin. It's money coming through the EMS Leave Behind program. The initiative allows rescue teams to provide overdose prevention tools directly to those at risk. Attorney General Josh Call praised the program in a statement today, saying that there is a critical need for Narcan and fentanyl test strips in preventing overdose deaths. A surge in scams is plaguing people in Kenosha. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department says the current scam has scammers contacting people with false claims about jailed family members or missed court dates. They're demanding immediate payment to resolve the fake issues. The sheriff is telling people to verify information independently and that real law enforcement officials will never ask for payments or threaten arrest for noncompliance. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Another bright, beautiful, and unseasonably warm day today as high temperatures soar to the low 80s. We stay clear tonight and fall to near 60 with plenty of sunshine and heat still on tap for tomorrow and Thursday. Then, chances of showers and storms move in for Friday morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. That flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN says here Americans lost $5.6 billion last year in cryptocurrency fraud scams. You know, I'm beginning to think many of you are getting your financial advice from the same people who told us to eat Tide Pods.
Oh, you like good music. That's sweet soul music. Just go to the screen. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We are here on the floor, y'all. I'm going to a go. Dancing with the music. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Spotlight on Lou Rawls, y'all. I'm going to the boss, y'all. Singing love to her.
Everybody look what's going on.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, if you're looking for real news and thoughtful conversation without all the yelling, you can find those conversations on the air at our sister station, AM 540 WAUK. You can find Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, and Maggie Dunn as they discuss state and local issues and welcome all sides. It's on the air at 540 AM or on the Civic Media app.
Well, since she put me down, I bet I'll do it in my head. I come in late at night.
See your smiling face my way. No one
James Taylor, local news and timeless hits on WRJN, as well as the Milwaukee Brewers. The Brewers' magic number is now 2 as they beat Philadelphia last night 6-2 at American Family Field. Same two teams tonight, 6:40 is the first pitch. We'll have the pregame for you just after the 6 o'clock news tonight on WRJN.
Come see what's
Amigos, experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Woo! Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
I love fall. Warm days, cooler nights, the fall colors, pumpkins, apple cider, and big savings. That's right, big savings. To celebrate the season, I like to offer you the chance to fall into savings. Today, you'll save an additional 15% off your big deals purchase of any gift certificate in stock. That's restaurants, entertainment, car care, all at an additional 15% off today. Just enter the promo code FALL.
Go to WRJN.com and click on the big deals tab to save right now.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
And I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I'm in love.
saw her face. Now I'm a believer, not a trace.
For 97 years, we've been providing local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 3 and a local update with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
737, come and order the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, better fly and cross the land. Try to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Take me to the hotel, bag it gone. Oh, well, come on, come on. Won't you get me to my room? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, better fly and cross the land. Try to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Listen to the radio talking about the last show. Someone got excited, had to call a state militia. Won't move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, better fly and cross the land. Try to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Wow!
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. You're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you, I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. The worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
She stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait, oh, hesitate. Let's move. Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game, baby?